07 8 2 5 6 7 1 5 6 7. Now, earlier I've mentioned that the city has decided to rezone the Salt River Market, at least, not three of them. There's one Salt River Market, which has now been rezoned. This move has seen positive comments by many. Last year, Brett Herron resigned from his position as a MACO member for Transport and Urban Development, citing the shelving of affordable housing projects like this. Reclaim the City has also said that it'll congratulate the city once ground has been broken and the bricks have been laid. So to tell you more about that, Grant Twigg, the MACO member, the Mayoral Committee member for Urban Management. Grant, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kiddo, and good morning to your listeners.
Great. So we remember the tussle in the wrestling match you all had. Hey, it's, you guys versus other people in your party. And this, of course, a key point of contention. Finally, it's come to this. So explain to us what this is.
Well, you know, thank you very much. Like we said all along, is that nothing has been cancelled. We're continuing just rectifying some of the things that was pushed through in haste, which was a bit of a mistake that we did. But now we're rectifying it, and the mayor, Dan Plato, said, let's just get the things happening. So on the 13th, we've done the zoning, which was approved for the mixed use, and that was the 13th of August. At the MACO meeting. So now the city is in the process of repackaging the request for proposals. These proposals, the social housing institutions that responds need to give detailed design development, their funding processes, and then also the building plans that need to be submitted, and that's for the mixed use of the 721 units.
Okay, now we talk about social housing, we talk about affordable housing. Is it going to be social housing? Is it affordable? Are the two the same thing? People get really confused with these conversations.
Well, simplified, you have your bonded house, you have your affordable housing, and affordable housing is what we call your gap housing.
Okay, is that like nurses and teachers and people who might not earn enough?
That's those ones, yeah.
Okay, great. And then social housing.
The social is more for your those people that's in your your rental units, your rental of allows you to not buy, but you're not there yet, but you want to actually have a place of your own.
Okay, so that might even be for older people who have government pensions, for example.
Yes, in the bracket of between 1,500 and 15,000, but also for your young and upping for your young and upcoming managers and your supervisors, and you know, people that wants to or just gets a start in life, those kind of people. Yeah.
Okay, now how about getting people to build their own homes? You know, we end up handing things over to companies that keep building social housing, and they say that they're doing stuff for older people, and then eventually those people complain about the way they're treated by some of the people who run these social homes. What about a model where, you know, you can find technology where people can, to spec, build their own homes, communities can build their own homes, Grant?
Look, what the city is always open for is those kind of proposals. So if if the housing institutions come up and say, well, we're not actually interested in doing anything of the sort, but we'd actually wanted to go out to the public, and because there is that proposals as well, that communities in the different areas can actually come up and say that we'd like to build our own houses.
Okay, so bottom line, if one just gets back to the Salt River Market, you're going to have mixed use, so you're going to have, obviously it makes sense to have mixed use, because you can also have the upper income properties assisting to subsidize the social and the affordable ones.
Yes.
But there'll also be business and markets, etc. So almost like a live-work-play situation.
Yeah, it's a package. That's why it's called a package, for everything to fit into that space.
Well, Grant Twick, thank you very much for joining us this morning. The MACO member for urban management in the city of Cape Town.